tell you what, this is one of my favorite Bible verses right here. Ephesians 2, verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and in the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Listen to this, friend. Verse 4. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Praise the Lord. One of my favorite verses right there from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through, I think that's 5 through 6 right there. So, hey, I hope you're having yourself a great Thursday. It's well into the month of November. Good week in this November 7th, 2019. It's Joey Kroll. I hope you're having just a blessed week. And it's been a busy week in our household. I've been, I was down in Southern Illinois for a conference, for our church for most of this week. And it's been a, busy week with that. You know, when you're gone for a few days and, you know, you're working ahead. And then when you come back, you're catching up and, you know, and it's like, the house is a mess. You know how that goes. So that's my week. But I'll tell you what, I'm so grateful for Thursdays, because it's a staple in my week where you and I get to hang out together. And today is certainly no different. Coming up about a month away, just got this at my desk just the other day, the St. Paul Lutheran Church Women's Choir will have a Christmas cantata Saturday, December 7th. A free will love offering will go to help benefit the Salt and Light Ministries in Urbana. Plus, there's going to be cookies as well. More details on that. We just posted that on our event calendar page at greatnewsradio.org. So hard to believe that we're talking about Christmas already. In fact, coming up starting tomorrow, the Myers Dinner Theater in Hillsboro, Indiana, will start presenting A Christmas Carol starting tomorrow, and will go through December 22nd. More details on that also at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. Well, today, for Mark and friends, I'll tell you what, you are in for a treat today playing your favorite hymns. I just saw an article just, about a week or so ago about the importance of hymns. So much rich theology in hymns. So today we're going to be playing our favorite hymns. Let's start things off with Watkinsville Worship. Here's their version of "To God Be the Glory" right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
To God be the glory. things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder or transport when Jesus we
Watkinsville, worship to God be the glory. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday. You're listening to Great News Radio, playing your favorite hymns today. Right now, here's Robert Critchley, the rockin' version of All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
the fountain, every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain, fix upon Mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. 'Cause Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Like a fetter by my wandering heart to leave. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy court to love.
Janet Lovick can come thy fount of every blessing. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. This is Mark and Friends. I am Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio, playing your favorite hymns right now. Here's the song, No, Not One, on Great News Radio.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. Oh, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a now that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No nights are dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide.
listening to Mark and Friends playing your favorite hymns here on Great News Radio, and this is probably one of my all-time favorite hymns. Jesus paid it all.
I hear the Savior say, my strength is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, I did be thine all in all. Jesus paid it all.
Yes, Sovereign Grace Music, and Jesus paid it all. Thanks for listening to Great News Radio today. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen at greatnewsradio.org under the audio archive section of our website. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and catch up on some projects around the house today. I'm way behind. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.